Today, we're joined by Bloomberg reporter Mark Niquette. As the Iran war goes on, drivers are lining up to find the cheapest gas. Here at KCBS, we are tracking the lowest gas prices for you. You can listen in at 10:35 or 4:35 every day. But we got to check in with Mark because we're seeing people possibly changing their behaviors to find the lowest gas prices.
Right. As we see gas prices starting to approach $4 a gallon nationwide on average, we're talking to consumers who are cutting back on discretionary spending in some cases, trying to find cheap gas at Costco or Sam's Club or some of these clubs that give you points. And even, you know, checking Gas Buddy, the app that tracks low gas prices. Sort of what we're seeing is, you know, consumers are already being affected by rising gas prices since the war started, and concerns that economists have that, you know, if the price continues to go up and the war doesn't end soon, we could see a real hit to consumer spending and economic growth.
What are you seeing at places like Sam's Club and Costco? Because I know people are looking at those apps and sometimes the prices don't always match and they get really irritated.
Right, or they get long lines. My colleague who produced a story on Bloomberg today on this found a Costco gas station near San Antonio where wait times have stretched for as much as 30 minutes and lines wrap around the block. So a lot of people out there trying to find the lowest price and, you know, avoid the rising gas prices.
You were talking about how the national average reaching $4 a gallon. Boy, we'd give our arm for $4 a gallon. The Bay Area, we're seeing over $7.
Yeah, you're in California. $4 a gallon would be welcome, right?
Totally. You're right. I was driving back from L.A. over the weekend, and I had to buy gas on the other side of the Grapevine at $6.66 a gallon. Nice. And I went, oh, and they're just topping that off a little bit.
Right. Yeah. And we've been focusing on the $4 a gallon. That's just the national average. As you say, it's higher in California and higher in some other states, lower in some other states. But the $4 a gallon barrier is kind of a psychological thing where in an environment where gas prices are rising rapidly like they are, there's something psychological about going from $3.99 to $4.01, where, you know, folks, consumers just notice it better and adjust their behavior accordingly.
So what do they do? Do they say, okay, we're not going out to dinner this weekend, or we're not going to splurge, we're not going out to the movies?
Right, exactly. Essentially, the additional money they're having to spend on gas to fuel up their vehicles, they're not spending on other discretionary items like you say, like going out to the movies or restaurants. And what economists are watching for is how much of that discretionary spending actually does get cut altogether, where, you know, the folks are putting their money all into fuel or really cutting back on their discretionary purchases, particularly low to middle income folks who spend a larger percentage of their income on fuel than wealthier households.
Maybe people deciding they're not going to drive to Disneyland for spring break instead. They're just going to stay home.
Right. That's another thing that we're watching is whether, you know, trips get canceled and, you know, whether folks cut back in other ways besides just spending.
How long, you said the economists are watching this, how long do they predict before you're really going to see a ripple effect? You know, how long before people go, okay, you know, I can't take this much more?
Well, the economists we talk to say it's already happening where they think, you know, consumers are already cutting back on spending because of the rising fuel prices. And there's no sort of magic number for, you know, how long the war has to last or how high gas prices have to get before the economy really suffers. But I think the feeling is if this the war isn't wrapped up in, you know, the next few weeks, you know, we're going to see a real hit to consumer spending because we're already seeing, you know, the war and the rising gas prices in particular have a dent in consumer sentiment. And when you see consumer sentiment go down, often that means you'll see consumer spending reduce as well.
Mark, thanks so much for the reporting and for the time. That is Bloomberg's Mark Niquette. You can catch our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.